You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Motta with Crystal Waters. Motta's playing tomorrow with Thomas Arbour at the Wine Cellar, and we're going to have a chat with Thomas just after this. That's the ever-stunning Motta with Crystal Waters there, and she's going to be playing tomorrow at the Wine Cellar with Thomas Arbour. Morena, Thomas, how are you?
Morena, I'm pretty good, thank you. How are you?
Good, it's nice to chat with you ahead of a very exciting-sounding gig. People might know you from your work with Sonorous Circle, or perhaps some of your collaborations with people like Kōtero, or from your own compositions as a sonic artist. But what can people expect from the show tomorrow?
Yeah, obviously, beautiful work from Motta. I love listening to that track. Great reminder of how amazing she is. But from me, it'll be pretty... it's hard to describe. I suppose drone... I use lots of nature samples in my work, so I'll be mangling quite a bit of forest recordings that I actually recorded with Anita down in Christchurch when we were recording her album.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, it's quite I think of my music almost like a messy garden with synthesizers and natural elements kind of interweaving, and it's a lot of improvised sound, working with sounds that I've kind of been working with for a while.
Do you do that through software or hardware, or what's your sort of stage setup like usually?
Have you heard of the Synthstrum Deluge?
I have indeed. Famous bit of kit.
Yeah,
but maybe maybe some listeners haven't. So give us a bit of a window into the Synthstrum Deluge.
It's a little battery-powered sampler, sequencer, synthesizer that was made in Newtown in Wellington by this guy, Rowan. So I basically load all my sounds onto that, and I have like a little controller and run that through effects and vocals. So it's all really coming from the Deluge.
Awesome.
And my voice.
when you're gathering your sounds, because I do really like how you have this kind of beautiful mix of organic sound and synthetic sound, but I'm quite intrigued by the idea of, you know, being in a forest and recording stuff there. Do you kind of walk into those spaces with your field recorder kind of knowing what you're looking for, or do you walk around with your headphones on listening out for something interesting?
Yeah, a bit of both, I suppose. It's definitely very explorative. Like, you don't really know what's going to happen, especially when you get like a microphone really close to an object. Like,
yeah.
Me and Anita did some real cool discoveries with like peeling bark. So put the microphone really close and just softly peel some bark off like a piece of wood. To get some amazing textures and things like that.
Cool.
And you never know kind of what you'll discover or what strange sound environments there'll be or what wildlife there'll be. So you know you're going to get something like relatively organic and like things made of wood or like leaves and stuff like that, but you don't really know how exactly they're going to turn out or what qualities they'll have. So it's a really fun process for sure.
When you're sort of setting out to create your own work, Thomas, do you have a bit of a vision for what your vibe is that you're going for, or do you sort of let what you've found inform the things you make, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I probably it's more the latter. A bit of both, I suppose.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I'd say definitely the sounds form the basis of the vibe. Obviously, I bring my own sort of aesthetics to it, but it's really dependent. Like, the sound world in general is dictated by the sounds themselves. They might suggest like a certain tonality or a certain shape for the kind of movement of the work or the dynamics of the work, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. I'm very excited to see this played out in the wine cellar, because I think the sort of nature of hearing that sort of sound in a live space is really magical, and it has a very particular quality to it. I went to the Motta show at the Unitarian Church up here a few weeks ago, and it was lovely to see the way she also incorporates her very sort of technical ability on the violin with this lovely looseness of ripping paper and really gentle, quiet sounds that kind of just seem to be the perfect punctuation to the work that she makes. When you guys are working together, how does this sort of dynamic come about? It sounds like you have a really fruitful friendship when it comes to that type of gathering textures and sounds and interesting bits for your music.
We had a pretty fun time. I went down for maybe 10 days or something to record that album, and it was pretty chill. We had access to her friend Ryan Fishman's studio, and obviously Anita had songs that she wanted to record, so we kind of got those down, like the elements that we needed. But then there was quite a lot of time for exploration, and she had ideas and I had ideas of things we wanted to try, so it was pretty fun. And especially that day in the forest was super fun, just kind of no time limits and just going with a microphone and a pair of headphones and wander around sort of dreamily playing with rocks and all sorts of things.
It sounds lovely.
Leaves and things. It was really nice,
meditative and then, almost.
Yeah, and then after that you kind of have those sounds to draw from, and you can sort of do what you want with those in the studio or whatever, but to capture the sounds, it's very meditative and explorative for sure.
Well, I'm excited to see this tomorrow at the Wine Cellar. You've also got Household Spirits playing with you, which is a great collection of faces people will recognise from around K Road here in Tāmaki Makaurau. And I believe it all kicks off from about 8 p.m. tomorrow night. That's when the doors are open. Under the Radar is the place for the tickets. We're going to play a track of yours from a few months back, Thomas, called Encoded. What was the vision behind this one? How did this come together?
This one was actually created for a light installation. My friend Jason Longstaff made it for the Taranaki Festival of Lights.
Cool.
So that was, he was after something sort of Well, he had these big sort of geometric UV lit shapes that were like hung in a forest pathway at night time. And he just wanted something to kind of complement that, so sort of mystical, mysterious vibe, and I wanted to incorporate the natural elements, and there's even some recordings from that particular forest in the track.
Awesome. We'll have to listen out for those then.
Yeah, there's some sort of more conventional instrumentation in there as well, but just kind of going for that sort of kind of witchy vibe, I suppose.
Excellent. Well, it feels very spellcasty for sure, and it will tomorrow night as well. Thanks, Thomas Arbour, for speaking with us this morning. We'll see you at the wine cellar tomorrow. Yeah.
Thanks so much. Can't wait.
Love that frog noise from a field recording in the forest near Taranaki. This is Thomas Arbour's track Encoded, which you can find on his Bandcamp page. Or you can come and see him play tomorrow live at the Wine Cellar with Motta and Household Spirits. It's going to be a beautiful gig. If you need something a little bit transporting and ethereal for your Friday night, this is the one. Thanks to Thomas for speaking with us. You're tuned into 95BFM Breakfast. We're going to be back after the break. Stick around.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.